are instances in the journey where there are obstacles and people are saying, I don't agree with that. But it doesn't mean you don't take the journey. And I think that's one of the big things that I learned from her in making this film. And hopefully it comes across when you watch this scene and then the scenes that come after. This scene propels her forward with a new zest for actually, you know, proving her thesis.
Is there anything else you want to add, Ava, before we end?
I would love to add that this picture is in the world in a way that is very independent. And I believe your audience embraces that.
And you made it in time for the 2024 election. Does that have any meaning to you, the fact that it is out for this pivotal election year, some calling it perhaps the most important election ever?
Yes. I mean, this was intentional. It was important for me that the film be out this year. There were opportunities for us to make it with more money and with more bells and whistles with studios involvement, but it wouldn't have been out this year. You know, it is not a film made to make money for corporations. It's a film made to ignite our imaginations and our curiosity and get us to lean in and figure out what we're going to do next. Because this is an essential time for action. And so that's our offering and that's our hope.
Award-winning filmmaker Ava DuVernay, who explores Black history in many of her films, from Selma to 13th to the series When They See Us. Her new movie, Origin, is in theaters now as Black History Month begins in the United States. It dramatizes the book Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents, by the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Isabel Wilkerson. Ava's the winner of the Emmy, BAFTA, and Peabody Awards, and an Academy Award nominee. Democracy Now! Has job openings. Go to democracynow.org for more information. I'm Amy Goodman. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? When work's all done and fall, oh.
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus Community Radio, from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm your host for this next hour. I'm Robin. We're going to hear some bluegrassy, old-timey, gospely, and even a little bluesy music on today's program. I have to admit, it's a little bit of a mixed, unprepared bag. Even though I have a bunch of songs in the mix for you, we'll see how they come together. What we heard from off the top of the show was Kaya Cater, a Canadian clawhammer banjo player from the East, and a track that self-titled her album, When Sorrows Encompass Me Round. Be nice to hear something new from Kaya. I don't know what they're up to these days, but the few offerings that came out were really something spectacular. So it, like I said, it would be nice to hear something again. Right, we're gonna hear track from Elise LeBlanc to start this next set. Elise is a fiddler from Vancouver Island, Cumberland area, and we're going to hear the title track from The Fiddle and the Fire here on Roots and Berries.
They met in the square in the spring of the year, when the sound of his fiddle caught her ear. He built them a cabin with a mountain view, a cottonwood tree and curtains of blue, a lavender garden. Cottonwood grew, his feet grew restless, and his heart untrue. He longed for the gold in the mountains so deep. He packed up his shovel and left her to weep. Farewell to the garden. The fiddle and the fire and the rocking chair. And when he returned, would he find her there? The girl with the golden hair. The gold was planted. Riches grew thin, and the women he bedded grew tired of him. And he longed for the garden in the mountain. Till he saw and he knew a spade in the garden and love in the air, another man's coat on that old rocking chair, and a crib and a little one resting there, the girl with golden hair.
About, not to make a stink about. if the poor don't matter, if we chase them away, we're gonna see them again, boys, on the judgment day. We're gonna see them again, boys, on the day we die. If the poor don't matter, then neither do I. If the poor don't matter,
want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
And welcome back to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Robin, and we were listening to a little bit of Canadian banjo playing in that last tune, Annie Lou from the album End Zone and Home Fire. We heard banjo players Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser, joined by Sam Gleaves on fiddle and vocals from their album Shout and Shine, If the Poor Don't Matter. And indeed, good to know that there's some folk music still being written out there that has a good dose of social justice yearning and calling for, and that certainly resonated for me. Last night I was concerned it seems kind of trite in light of things, you know, but a friend of a friend has been rent evicted and not sure how they're going to be able to afford to live somewhere else and even find somewhere in this housing market. And another friend of a friend was let go from their employ, and likewise, you know, are we seeing the downturn of the economy in ways that they've been talking about? It's kind of worrisome, isn't it? I know. Sometimes I hear myself think, and it's like, oh my goodness, that's dreadful. But you know, these are things that affect all of our lives, and if they don't affect our lives, I think they touch people that we know sometimes more closely than we think, and that we like to acknowledge. But it's important to acknowledge them. This show is a music show, though, a folk music show, granted, and I do like to play some stuff that, you know, still believes in that good old social justice Pete Seeger, this banjo kills fascists kind of way. So I appreciate Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser for that tune. We're going to hear from three artists in this next set that are new to me, and they may or may not be new to you, but try them out for size and see what happens. The first group is known as the Sunfish Duo. They are a husband and wife team, and we're going to hear a track that they do called Distant Land to Roam to start this next set here on Roots and Berries.
Leaving home for a distant land to roam.
Mother said,
my dear boy,
oh, I hope to
see you next year again.
Fare thee well,
oh, I left my dear old home for a distant land to roam. She said to me as she took me by the hand, if on earth we meet no more, may we meet in God's right hand.
Mother said, my dear boy,
oh, I hope to see you next year again.
grown.